This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Well, my name is Ed Powers, and I'm a consultant. I work in customer experience and customer success operations improvement.
Ed, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, almost all of my clients are working on user adoption. It is one of those areas in customer success that always seems to be a pain point. So I do a fair amount of customer journey mapping and process improvement, and user adoption is almost always something I'm working on.
Ed, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Well, I think the biggest challenge that I've seen is that people equate training with user adoption. And adoption really is about changing behaviors. People need to change their behavior from what they were doing before to the new way of doing things. Training is certainly one aspect of it, but much more is required. The way that I describe this is it's like driving a car, right? We get used to doing very complex things. We do them automatically. And then when we are asked to change our behaviors and to shift from one habit to another, that's extremely difficult. So it takes more than just training to make adoption happen. I apply a technique and approach called change management, and I follow a structure given by a company called ProSci. And in change management, there are five phases, and it's called ADKAR. So ADKAR stands for awareness, D is for desire, K is for knowledge, A is for ability, and R is for reinforcement. So this describes successful change, and that's for all of us individually and then collectively. So people must first be aware of what is the problem that we're trying to solve. Why should we change from doing things this way to the new way of doing things? What's the benefit of that? They need to have desire to make a personal choice and to commit the time and energy and attention to learn something new. They need to increase their knowledge, which is training. They also need to have the ability to perform the new skill or to put the new knowledge into action. So those processes must support that. And that behavior must be reinforced and reinforced and reinforced until the new habit takes hold. So all of those phases must occur with every individual user in order for adoption to really occur. And that's very difficult. That is a very deliberate process that most often is overlooked.
Ed, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Well, the advice is to look holistically at what the problem is, that people do need to change their behaviors and understand how that change process works individually and collectively within an organization. The onboarding playbook, if you will, needs to capture all of those elements and understand and facilitate that process throughout an organization. So the best piece of advice is to have people go and study change management and integrate that into their onboarding process.
Ed, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, I would encourage people, if you're interested in the subject, and I also write quite extensively about neuroscience, neuroeconomics, behavioral economics. It's a passionate area for me. I write a lot on LinkedIn, so connect to me on LinkedIn or follow me there. I also have a website for my consulting practice. It's www.se, as in service excellence, -partners.com.
Well, thanks, Ed.
My pleasure.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.